Previously, a large-scale study called the Women's Health Initiative showed the chance of getting breast cancer increased with the use of both progestin and estrogen. Now, new data shows estrogen alone does not increase that risk. Dr. Marcia Stefanik conducted the study at Stanford University Medical Center.
For most women, they're going to fall in the category of, you know, it's fine to go on this for a short period of time. We do recommend lower doses.
Only women with hysterectomies took the estrogen therapy. For women with their uterus intact, that hormone is considered unsafe. So doctors and patients still have to weigh whether the cure may be worse than the disease. Dr. James Stewart is professor of medicine at the University of Wisconsin Comprehensive Cancer Center.
This is not a one-size-fits-all type of thing. But I also think it's going to take some more discussion. These studies are important, but they provide only pieces to the overall puzzle.
And taking the puzzle apart for a closer look can result in a different picture. The Stanford study showed no link between estrogen therapy and breast cancer for most menopausal women. However, there was increased risk of breast cancer for certain subgroups who have family histories of the disease. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.